Anything new happens with Quinshon Judkins, we'll keep you posted. Rookies report, camp starts on Friday. Will he be there? Probably, I would think. He's out, you know, he was released on bond, so I would assume he's there. And we'll see how it's handled by the Browns and the courts and the NFL and everybody else. Major League Baseball draft last night. Departure for the Guardians, Andy, as they drafted guys they don't usually seem to draft very often anyway. Other than one high school pitcher from Mississauga, Ontario, hometown of Bo Naylor and Josh Naylor, they drafted four college hitters, three of them outfielders and or first basemen. What'd you think?
I think I was excited, and I'll be honest with you, I didn't go much deeper than just the first pick because I was just like, okay, they got a guy that can hit some home runs. I was excited about that. I don't know how much more you could get, you know, how much more amped. I was watching ESPN last night, and I thought it was cool. I was like, the draft coverage seemed better, and maybe because I was watching ESPN, it had much more of an NBA or a NFL type feeling to its draft, or at least the NFL before they started taking it on the road. So I thought it was much more fan friendly to watch. I like the fact that, you know, that they did it at a theater where the All-Star game is.
Dude, our guys just drafted four college hitters.
Yeah, I know.
Who cares about a television product?
Well, I do, because it was the only reason why I was hooked in. I thought it was kind of cool. And so then I stuck around, and, you know, we were trying to eat dinner and I was like, ugh, can we wait a minute here? Because I want to see what the Guardians do.
We held off on dinner.
We held off on dinner.
Wow, Dan.
Oh, it was good stuff, Dan, too, man.
You think it doesn't matter at all, and look what Andy did.
Oh, you know what it was.
He held off on dinner.
It was Ohio City pasta, man. You can't go wrong on that. That stuff's so good. Oh, so good. So anyway.
Nothing on the philosophy? College hitters. These guys are all 21. That means they're usually
Jeff. I want to be super amped about this, but I'm not. You sit around, you look, and you see. Okay, well, these are the guys that maybe they passed on in the past. It's the Major League Baseball draft. It's not the NFL draft where you have instant impact. It was like Tropical Storm said to me, "Oh, they got this guy. Good. Maybe we'll see him before I'm done with college. This will be great."
Not at their age. They're not high school kids. These are college hitters.
So how far away? How long do you need to wait for a college hitter?
Could be next year.
It's still the Guardians. They still take their time on these guys coming
up. I wouldn't expect it to be, but I would expect if these guys hit, and I don't mean just like hit with a bat. I mean, if they land these guys, if they actually got guys who are going to make it, then I would think the 2027, certainly one of these guys would be up there. That's when you expect Travis Bazzano to be up here. This next year, right?
Yes.
So that's the
although he's hurt, so he could sit for another year in the minors.
That's the same timetable that these guys would be
on. He could easily spend another year in the minors.
People wanted Bazzano up here this season, and I thought, nah, hold on that. I would think next year. I still think next year. So with these guys, maybe if somebody comes out and is really good, they get the Nick Kurtz treatment, and he gets brought up. The Jack Caglione treatment.
I know you're gonna hate me for asking this. What do you think the fastest the Guardians have ever brought somebody from the draft to the pros? Trying to think off the top of my head. Can you guys think of anybody in the last 30 years how fast someone's gone from the draft to the pros?
Off the top of my head, I have no idea. But remember, college hitters oftentimes move pretty quickly. College pitchers oftentimes move pretty quickly. Paul Skeens was up quickly. Mm-hmm. Chase Burns was drafted last year. He's up quickly. So you see that from time to time. I thought I was reminded of something, though, when they made these picks. I thought, well, that's different. And it's a little different than this, but, boy, they've tried this kind of before. 2016, their first-round pick, Will Benson, 6'5", big guy, hit it hard. Their second-round pick, same draft, 6'6", Nolan Jones, both high school kids. There's the difference. They've tried this before, but with high school kids back in 2016, they ended up getting rid of both of those guys. It just seems to me they didn't stick with it, but they were high school kids who projected as big-time hitters, and that's a little harder to project than college kids who project as big-time hitters. Why? Because instead of being 18, they're 21.
All right, I'll buy it. Look, I don't have any problem with what they did yesterday. In fact, I'm pretty excited about even just the way that you've laid this whole thing out. I'm just, again, it's I want to be totally pumped about it, but it's hard to because you're not going to see them for at least 2 years for the most part.
Well,
at
maybe,
least 2 years.
Maybe a year. Maybe one.
I'm looking back. Yep.
Maybe one. That would be nice. What do you think, folks? 216-474-0092. We'd love to hear from you because I honestly think that it's at the very least an acknowledgement that your system is void of this type of talent. And I also think, hey, Chase DeLauter. Hey, George Valera. Hey, Jason Churio. Fellas, we're bringing you some company. So you can miss time like all you want. And if injuries are a problem, we don't want you trying to play through injuries because that's not good. But we're moving on.
At what point, though? I don't know. Chase DeLauter is going to get his shot. They're going to give him. As soon as he's healthy, he's going to get his shot. They're not walking away.
Let me know when that is, will you?
They don't walk away from the first round guys that fast.
No, they don't. But they also don't put them on the field if they're injured, apparently.
I'm just going back and looking through their first round picks. And I mean, they hung on to Lonnie Chisenhall for a while. They hung on to Bo Mills for a while. David Huff ended up breaking the rotation.
Bo Mills was here like a week and a half.
That was pretty quick, wasn't it?
It was very quick.
Alex White, I don't even remember. Drew Pomeranz is still running.
He's a pitcher. They went in the same deal.
Pomeranz with the Cubbies now.
Cubs, that's right. I did
he
see
is
him.
Now.
Yeah, I saw him.
Yeah.
Finally gave a run-up like last week. Until then, he hadn't given a run-up all season.
He's been really good.
Yeah.
Of course, he's about 35 now.
CeCe, I want to go back and look at history and say, all right, when should you get excited, right? When should you get excited?
I'm going to take Steve's call, and I'm going to hang up on him in about 10 seconds. Okay. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, come on. I went to Kent State. Do I get a couple of more? Can I get 20 seconds?
You got 35.
Depends on how absurd you sound.
And when you graduated, too, that makes a difference.
93.
Too young. Okay, keep going. Yes, no, I'm just kidding. All right. Just joking.
Yeah, so if DeLauter, who was a good hitter until he got hurt in college, is taking at least 3 years to get here, and he was a higher draft pick than where we're drafting this year, then how do we ever think that we're going to see anybody prior to 3 years in?
But Lindor was, what, four seasons?
Yeah, but he was 14 right. When he got drafted.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, that's a good point. But, like, you know, we're dying for offense. And we've got a few guys at AAA, and we can't bring them up.
That's what they just did. They brought in competition for all those guys that you can't bring up. George Valera has been injured. He was supposed to be the hot prospect. Chase DeLauter has been injured. He still is the hot prospect. C.J. Cephas is the hot prospect. They won't bring him up.
Yeah, we're going to have great 4A players. We're going to be loaded.
Maybe. Let's not count them. There you go, Steve. You got more than 10. Let's not give them 4A status yet. I mean, seriously, these guys, they might be here. Of the guys they brought up or just drafted, LaViolette. Now, we have to say it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
LaViolette, because Chase pronounced it for us, and we know exactly how he pronounces his name. Dan's going to have it for us one more time.
Okay.
But Jace LaViolette from Texas A&M.
Jace LaViolette.
There it is.
Thank you.
Is actually a center fielder. They kind of put him in right field. That's where they think he's going to project.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a big arm, very athletic, but he's playing center field in college. Dean Curley, mainly a shortstop at Tennessee. He's also played some second and third. But mainly a shortstop. Aaron Walton, who they just drafted out of Arizona, mainly a center fielder. And he's a center fielder at 6'3", 219. And then Nolan Schubert from Oklahoma State, big dude, hits it hard, 6'5", 223. Outfielder, first baseman. I saw one projection that basically said, yeah, this guy is a DH in waiting. And I thought, good.
Good. Let's get him up here.
Let's get him up here.
Can he hit today?
We're ready to go.
Right. I have another fun game we can play here in 1 minute.
You know, the other thing that's interesting, Andy?
Sure. Give me something else that's like, interesting like, about guys we're not going to see for 3 or 4 years. Yeah,
keep it's going. Not going to be 4 years. Mm-hmm. These guys,
the Phantom Zone.
These guys are either going to be here or in another organization in 4 years. They're going to wait around. They're college hitters.
You want to play a fun little game?
Nope. Oh, what I want to say is this.
Okay, say it, and then we're going to play the fun little game.
Two guys I think that might be the most interesting because they're similar. Mm-hmm. Laviolette and Schubert, both like 6'6", 6'5", 230, left-handed power hitters. And I think that's the duplicated skill sets there. Why? Well, good. If one of them makes it, you got one. I must tell you, I am very pleased at what they did, only because at the very least, this signifies, yeah, we know we need some power hitting. We know we need some outfielders, and big guys can also play baseball. Ask Aaron Judge. Ask Giancarlo Stanton.
Am I allowed to yell at Jeff before you play the game?
The game's kind of fun.
Does it involve a certain nickname for a guy that was drafted?
No, but okay. I did see that. That was funny. Yeah. I saw that. Yeah.
The fact that we have gone this long and you haven't mentioned the guy's nickname is Lord Tubbington?
Lord Tubbington.
Yes. You've gone this deep into this and you've buried the lead.
Why is his name Lord Tubbington?
Because his teammates started calling him Tubbs because he looked like a Teletubby.
That's exactly right. And they called him Tubby, and then it became Lord Tubbington.
So you're going to tell me he's going to find his way to Lake County, and at some point you might have Tugboat and Lord Tubbington on the same team.
And the guy who likes SpongeBob SquarePants to come up to the plate can't come up to the plate.
Now that, my yes, friend, is elite.
Yes, he can.
I know.
He's in Japan.
The last time the Indians/Guardians first-round pick was the first player to the bigs. Want to guess how many years? I'm not going to make you give me the name.
You mean out of the draft class?
Out of the draft class. Oh, the last time that happened.
Rick Banning.
Oh, no. It's more recent than that.
Who?
It's been 9 years. Bradley Zimmer was the first-round pick.
And see,
the first
Bradley didn't work out. And that's why these things are a crapshoot. That's why I'm glad they drafted 4 of these guys.
Before that, it was Tyler Naquin, who could be back.
Where did Tyler play his college baseball?
Let me guess.
Texas A&M.
Oh, I figured it was
just
Lamar.
Like Lord Tubbington.
Ah.
It's Baskin and Phillips right here on the Fan.